Welcome back to ALD TV Now. I'm Mallory, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Eric.
Howdy, folks.
Eric, I have a question for you. Just right off the bat today. Are you feeling creative?
Put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling very creative today, but in the spirit of the episode, I'll try my best.
Well, Eric, as we'll talk about, anyone can feel creative at any time. So we're going to focus on that today. How to bring the value of creativity to your lives. Because, Eric, you know, we get asked all the time, how do we come up with these creative ideas for things like our classes, right?
Well, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Some of these ideas are pretty crazy and out there. But if you're really looking to understand what drives our creativity and how we kind of follow that process, well, it starts with being able to empathize with our stakeholders and the teams that we're working with. So we'll go in and meet with a team that has a need, and we look to understand where they're coming from, understand their needs, their processes, their problems. That way we can really begin to define what type of result is going to solve that problem.
Now, when you have these meetings, has it ever happened where the first idea someone throws out, you just go with that? Or is it more of a process?
Sometimes the first idea is an amazing idea. Mm-hmm. But I think typically it's more of a process because we find that the more people that share their ideas and throw that idea into the idea pot, the stronger that solution becomes and the better ideas we find. If we just take the first idea, it's usually kind of weak and decent at best.
Yeah, it sounds like you want to involve the entire team.
Yes.
And a lot of what you just said reminds me of one of my favorite concepts, which is yes and. Have you heard of this?
Yes, and I would love it if you told us more about that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yes and is the philosophy that we create better when we're working off one another.
Yep.
So just because someone throws out an idea doesn't mean we necessarily have to go with that idea. It may be amazing, like you said, but I think it usually results in a more creative idea when we allow ourselves to build upon each other's thoughts and opinions. And that's where yes and comes from. Yes, I'm going to take your idea and I'm going to build upon it.
Absolutely. The more people that we involve and the more people that feel engaged by this process, well, the happier those teams are going to become and the better the solution is as well.
Eric, what's kind of the next step when you're coming up with creative ideas?
Well, we need to really look at defining what is causing some problem or needing some solution. So we need to identify the root cause of whatever issue it is we're looking to fix and try to iron out ways of measuring the success of our solution.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you want to have something you're working toward, right? I will say this part of the creative process is my personal favorite. Because this is where you throw out just as many ideas as you possibly can. And you can even get as crazy as you want to.
Crazy is good.
I was thinking we could demonstrate this right now.
Okay.
Right here. Eric, what's a problem that you're facing right now?
So one problem I'm facing right now is I'm actually running out of shoes.
Running out of shoes.
I haven't ordered a new pair of shoes.
All right. So running out of shoes. Now, if this is our problem we're working off of, you can literally choose any random object around the room and start to think a bit more creatively about how you might solve that issue.
Okay.
So, for example...
Wait, we're going to solve my issue right now?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Let's do it.
Right now, do we have a random object?
Yeah, someone...
Crew?
Oh,
all right.
A packet of sugar.
A packet of sugar. So simple, yet may unlock the mysteries to
your
Eric's
problem. And we're going to solve my shoe problem with this packet of sugar.
Yeah. So, first, I just want to clarify. Are you losing shoes or just you're not purchasing new shoes?
There was a pair that ended up in a lake. We don't need to talk about that right now.
All right.
But mostly it's just wearing through the shoes. My feet don't like shoes, and they kind of get aggressive with them.
Yeah, well, and you like to work out, too, so I'm sure.
Right, yeah,
you're just getting
I'm wearing through the shoes.
Down.
I need new pairs, but I haven't ordered them on Amazon yet. I've been lazy.
All right. Well,
let's fix it with this packet of sugar.
We're going to come up with a solution using the sugar packet. Eric, I'd like to involve you in this process. So when you look at the sugar packet, what comes to mind?
Well, I first think about my morning coffee.
Okay.
Love sugar in there.
Yeah.
Domino's. Domino's sugar makes me think of pizza, which pizza is my Friday night meal every week.
Yeah, I do like pizza.
I think about, you can make it into some sort of maraca.
Oh, maracas make me think about dancing.
Okay, you need shoes when you're dancing.
You do need shoes when you're dancing. Mm-hmm. But do you have to have shoes when you're dancing?
It depends on the kind of dance, I suppose.
Yeah, so I know you like to work out. Mm-hmm. What are like your normal workout routines? What do you like to do?
I'll typically run for a couple miles, and then I will try to do some ab work, typically.
All right. Well, I bet you that running is putting some wear and tear on those shoes.
Yeah.
What if, thinking of maracas, that makes me think of dancing.
Okay.
Which, yeah, you can use shoes, but you don't have to use shoes. What if you started incorporating dancing into your workout routine?
Oh.
Don't wear shoes for that.
Yep.
And now there's a little less time you're spending in shoes. They're going to last longer.
Wow. You just solved my shoe problem with this packet of sugar.
It's like a magic trick, folks.
That was very good. Yeah. I'm glad you're feeling creative today.
All of us can feel creative at any time.
Absolutely. So. You're right with that.
Yeah.
Now, there's one more idea when it comes to creativity that we should share with you guys.
Yeah.
And that's don't be afraid to fail.
Mm,
there are so many ideas that we have every day that we kind of stifle down because we're just scared of how someone might receive those.
Yeah. You know, I think back to being in school, right?
Mm.
And there's always sometimes that fear when you raise your hand to give the answer to a question. I know I've been shut down before in the past. So I think creating that safe environment where people feel like they can share their ideas is really important to the process.
Absolutely. Like we said earlier, the more you engage people, the better ideas you're going to get. And the more open you make that environment, the crazier the ideas are going to be, which is only a good thing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, any one of us can be creative, no matter what. Sometimes we think innovation is when we come up with new processes or we come up with new technology that can solve all the world's problems. But a lot of times, before we can even get to that, we have to be in the right mindset for creativity. And that's where it really all starts.
Absolutely, Mallory. And sometimes all it takes is a packet of sugar to get you started.
Yeah, did you eat that packet of sugar?
Oh, I couldn't help myself. Sorry, it was good.
All right. Well, folks, that about wraps it up here for us at ALDTV Now. Thanks for tuning in, and we can't wait to see you next month.
Bye, folks.
Get creative. Thank you for listening to ALDTV, produced by the Academy of Learning and Development. Visit academyld.com to subscribe and see more of our content.